Welcome everyone to another podcast of Modern World Zen. This is Josh Barzell. So last episode we were talking about how consciousness is the reality and that what we consider to be world is just a play of that consciousness. We know it is within and we know it expands to pervade the entire universe. And actually, to see the universe as a play of consciousness is to be realized or to be enlightened. And this is what's said in the scriptures. So what we're looking for is a constant awareness of consciousness. So last episode, we talked about, an idea of a ghost or a demon. And we also talked about evil. And we really should consider evil to be the ego. We all have an ego, so that's the evil. It doesn't really exist outside of us. We carry it around all the time. It's our sense of separation. Without giving up our ego, we're never going to see the universe as a play of consciousness. The ego is going to always create a little bit of doubt, a little bit of separation between consciousness and what we consider to be our inner self. So as long as we see those two things as separate, we'll never be liberated. The ego is what's separating us from that attainment. And our ego is ignorance, it's evil. So we should be trying to get rid of our own evil and not to be worried about any evil external to us. We really shouldn't be looking at anyone's flaws. We should really try to find that ego within us and recognize that that's the source of our pain, not someone else. The process of meditation helps to deconstruct that ego, to change the ego from, say, I am a man or I am a woman, to I am God, I am consciousness, I am the self. So when you find yourself identifying in a limited perspective, just take it to the unlimited. Take it to universal consciousness. And as the result of doing that, you can find your peace of mind that you thought might have left you. Really you realize that you always had it. And it's just, you're just waking up to what it is that you already have. And this is what spiritual practice basically is. We try to take that ego and convert it into a sanity through awareness and through a very kind of vigilance on our ego. And immediately you feel very happy in doing this. This can also be called mindfulness practice, as the medical community is working on mindfulness. It's a part of CBT and DBT therapies in psychotherapy. And so it's actually a very good tool that the West has definitely been working to involve into its treatments of the mentally ill. And that's such a horrible term, mentally ill, but just anyone who's suffering from maybe a little bit of anxiety or whatever can benefit from mindfulness practice. And we've talked about mindfulness practice before, but people would say, well, what's the difference between mindfulness practice and meditation? And I'm going to say that there is kind of a little bit of a difference, in the sense that meditation is going to have that very deep absorption. But sometimes you don't really need that. Sometimes you can just be comfortable being in the witness state and observing both the depth of, say, meditation and also the superficial quality of mindfulness of just perceiving consciousness. So mindfulness is just going to look at our thoughts and not judge them in any way. So when we just witness our thoughts, we're practicing mindfulness, and they can be bad. They can be good. The worst thought is the same as the best thought. And in that way, what we're doing, and that's kind of like what we were doing yesterday, or not yesterday, the last podcast, we were doing this, we were kind of equating good and evil, and I was just saying, just make sure that we don't make the mistake to say that evil is somehow beneficial. But this is kind of like what that is, because what we're doing is we are equating good and evil. We're equating all of our thoughts as being of the same nature. So, I mean, when you watch a movie, one of the actors is playing the villain, the other actor is playing the hero. They might be paid similarly. Their dressing rooms are similar. They have the same makeup artists, the same hairstylists. They might even have the same agent. They go home, they're friends, they take off their roles, and they might have a beer with one another and be very brotherly towards one another. But during the concept of the movie, they're trying to kill each other. And so this is what also is kind of the case. Evil and good are made up of the same essence of consciousness. So when we look at our thoughts, we don't judge them and say, "Oh, I cannot have that thought, right? I must have this thought. Where's this thought? I need to think this thought." We really don't do that at mindfulness practice. So if there is any difference between mindfulness and meditation, the meditation is going to be to focus on that witness. So who is the witness? The witness is the witness of our waking state. It witnesses all of our thoughts. It also witnesses the dreams we have at night. It's present in the void of deep sleep. And it's also perceived as the blue pearl, as the blue light in the highest state of the transcendent state or Turiya. So we actually looking at this witness, and that's the difference, and that's kind of the difference between mindfulness and meditation. Mindfulness is just an awareness of thoughts being thoughts, which is kind of like our last episode, and meditation is going to be the awareness of that witness. And that witness, you could say, is also the same as the guru, and it is also the same as God. And we know that it exists within as our inner self. And that's what we should be really focused on as we meditate, right? Not doing mindfulness practice. When we meditate, we should be meditating on this inner witness. And what happens as a result of that is you're not just trying to get peace of mind, you're not just trying to relax and try to calm your anxiety. You're actually trying to transform yourself into the pure witness. Because what is enlightenment? Enlightenment is just constant, a constant state of the witness. And you might find that hard to believe that that's even possible, but that's actually what we're looking for and what we're trying to attain. We're trying to attain the state of the constant witness. And you can see how amazing that would be, because the witness is always going to be above whatever it's perceiving. It could be perceiving bad, it could be perceiving good. It could even be, you could be doing bad or good actions, and yet you're peaceful in both. Your ability to fight a war, say, is not going to be it's not going to have a real change on your mental state when you're established in the state of the witness. You could be meditating or you could be fighting a war, and in both cases, your state is the same. And we know from the Bhagavad Gita that, Arjuna was given the teachings to fight. He wasn't given the teachings so he could sit under a tree and be peaceful by a spring, or a body of water, and have been caressed by, a fan. He was given the teaching to fight. And so, and that's the beautiful thing, is that no matter if we are in conflict or we are just sitting peacefully, our state, our being isn't going to change if we're established in the state of the witness. So that's what we need. And we need a being like that who's totally one with his or her inner self and is able to fight. Fight for good, to save those that are being, trampled, to save those that are being hurt, the good people that are suffering because of unjust treatment. A being like that is going to help those and save those people. And this happens in times, in history. Beings like this do grace us with their presence to relieve the suffering of those good people who don't deserve to suffer. So we can meditate on that, and that's kind of the goal. And so we should always be thinking of the goal while we're meditating and while we're doing meditation. But you should be able to clearly see how mindfulness practice really is kind of helpful. It's helpful as sort of a preliminary, as sort of a preliminary place to go when we're starting to embark on, say, our spiritual practices for that day. And if you are in therapy, you can try some mindfulness therapy too. It doesn't hurt, as and it should go really well with your meditation. We can embrace everything in that context. There's really nothing that's not going to be something that we can use to help kind of fulfill our mission of being liberated beings on this earth. We know we have a relatively short amount of time here. It's a limited amount of time, and we should be using that time to fulfill our destiny, to become liberated, to, walk the earth like Arjuna. And that means being centered in the self, regardless of whether one is met with conflict or, good times. Both should be met with the same level of absorption in the inner self. And that comes through practice of meditation, not mindfulness now. I'm talking about meditation. And through meditation, we can become absorbed in the inner self, and we can treat pleasure and pain equally, good and evil equally. We can treat our spiritual practices and our duty in the world equally. But Arjuna did say, I will not fight. And the Lord said, well, you have to fight because it's your duty to fight. And you shouldn't be upset by it because your duty comes from God to fight. And if we think about it in that way, we can understand that, God is the source of our duty. That's how we should see it. God is our meditation. God is our attainment. God pervades the entire universe, every speck. So we shouldn't be upset, necessarily overly upset by our duty in the world. And generally, this duty is met with fear. But I think with that understanding, you can overcome your fear and accept your duty. Arjuna also said to the Lord Krishna, I shall do thy bidding. And that showed his attainment, showed his level of enlightenment. And it's a beautiful story because if you think about it, are we attaining enlightenment so we can just be inert objects? Gosh, no. Definitely not. We are attaining enlightenment to do work in the world. But that can be very scary. And so we need to have an attainment to be able to do the most difficult work. Hopefully that doesn't shouldn't surprise you. So if there's some huge aim that you would like to see yourself accomplish, it's going to be accomplished through meditation. Because meditation is going to break down those divisions. It's going to be able to see consciousness. It's not going to perceive differences. Your duty, your fighting, your goal seeking is going to be is the same thing as your meditation, your chanting, and your other spiritual practices. It all becomes the same. And so you shouldn't meet either with fear. And just a little bit can be very good. Just do a little bit. It doesn't have to be much. So anyway, with that, I will wrap up this episode, and I hope everyone has found this to be enlightening. And and so let's just continue meditating and being peaceful and being one with what the world doesn't seem to be. Its consciousness doesn't seem to be. But let's have the faith that it is and meditate with our oneness with the universal consciousness. So with that, I will sign off and thank you all for listening. This has been Josh Barzell for Modern World Zen.